12th, 2023, Abcast 441, episode 441, let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys, an evening of reflection. Shall we? Man stole about $35,000 in flooring from Home Depot, then sold it on Facebook. Is Facebook becoming the new Silk Road? Definitely seems like it. As long as you have something to sell, there's always someone to buy. Just last week, I had the woman that sold the stolen body parts from the morgue to some weirdo in Pennsylvania. They're making it very easy to purchase pilfered products on their platform. A man defrauded Home Depot and the Missouri Department of Labor as part of two different schemes, according to federal authorities, multitasking. In one scheme, authorities said he stole about $35,100 of vinyl flooring from the home improvement store chain. In another, the man is accused of defrauding Missouri's Division of Employment Security out of $142,423. It's often fascinating to me to hear these type of stories because this is intelligence working here. This isn't just street smarts. This is business acumen, and it makes you wonder if this guy could have been one or two course credits from owning his own successful business or being at the top of the food chain in a Fortune 500 company. It's all about how you use your powers. Now the 36-year-old man from St. Genevieve County has pleaded guilty to wire fraud, conspiracy to steal money, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. You don't need a gun to squeeze money out of the government's teeth, according to a May 10th news release from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Missouri. The man's defense attorney told McClatchy News, this should be great, that his client is a great dad who comes from a really good family. The man has a lot of redeeming qualities, he said, but made some bad decisions. Do they give all defense attorneys that same fill-in-the-blank statement when they pass the bar that doesn't sway public opinion in the slightest? Starting on January 4th, the man and an accomplice, because every Batman needs a Robin, began stealing from Home Depot stores in the St. Louis area. According to his signed plea agreement, prosecutors said he would fill a shopping cart with boxes of vinyl flooring, then place an inexpensive item at the top. The oldest trick in the book, call it putting the cherry on top. They never seen it coming. At the checkout counter, the man paid for the inexpensive item, but would claim that the flooring had been paid for online, producing a fraudulent receipt, officials said. Authorities estimate he stole about 468 boxes of flooring, each priced at about $75 or more. I would love to know how long it took Home Depot to find out that they were taking a hit in inventory and the money was not adding up, because they were just waving this guy through. He could have had a McDonald's receipt. They weren't asking him any questions. The man then sold the flooring on Facebook, according to the release. I'm telling you, Facebook is the new fence. No more going to Tommy Two Times or Frankie the Finagler. You cut out the middleman. He sold more Home Depot flooring than Home Depot. The man began filing fraudulent unemployment claims for about 10 people in May 2020, according to court records. In the claims, he lied by saying those individuals had been laid off from his construction company. What were they, laying flooring? Authorities said he then cashed out the unemployment benefits, which had been placed on debit cards, and kicked some money back to the workers, because it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none who had voluntarily provided him their personal information to use in the scheme, according to the release. To some, he might be a scam artist. To others, they might consider him a modern-day Renaissance man, exploring all avenues of opportunity. Detectives with the St. Charles County Police Department were investigating catalytic converter thefts on March 31st, 2022, and that's where you're going to get jammed up at, with the pressure on law enforcement all across the country to stop the thefts of those converters. When they found the man inside his Jeep parked in a storage lot, authorities said, he was arrested, and police said they found a stolen Glock 9mm pistol inside his vehicle. You notice the correlation, how long he slid? As long as we were talking about the white-collar crimes, But as soon as catalytic converters and eventually the pistol came into play, that's the end of the story. The man was not allowed to have a gun as a convicted felon, authorities said. He's a criminal. He doesn't care what he's allowed to do. How do you think we got here? He faces up to 35 years in prison and a fine of up to $750,000 in addition to restitution, according to the release. Next up, Florida cop accused of fraud after she uses dead man's credit card to pay for fast food eyelash extensions. Doesn't it seem like a lot of time and commitment going down the drain, training to become a police officer when you're going to turn around and do something like this? First, I had the ladies, the two Detroit police officers that got caught doing the B&Es, and I'm not talking bacon and eggs. Now we got this woman about to lose her badge over a Biggie bag and some fake lashes. A cop in Florida allegedly took pictures of a dead man's credit card and then used that information to pay for eyelash extensions, a hotel stay, and Wendy's fast food, according to authorities. How many of you think this was all over less than $500? Because I think it was less than three. It just screams ratchet taste and ratchet tendencies. On April 3rd, St. Cloud Patrol Officer Diane Ferreira, 25, responded to a 911 call for a man in cardiac arrest. The Osceola County Sheriff's Office said when emergency crews arrived, the victim was found dead on arrival. Several weeks later, the victim's grieving wife noticed suspicious charges on a credit card bill and contacted police. Is he really dead? Because if he's not and he's out here buying lashes for another woman, I'm gonna kill him. On May 10th, Osceola County Sheriff Marcos Lopez announced that Ferreira later admitted to taking pictures of the man's credit card and storing them on a device. Pen and paper still works just fine. Ferreira, don't listen to me. Ferreira was successful in using the card information for 7 mobile food purchases, a hotel stay, and a meal at Wendy's, authorities said. In true struggle fashion, however, she also tried to use the credit card information for gas and eyelash extensions, but those charges were declined because the victim's wife had alerted the credit card company. She didn't put her foot in that lick the way she wanted to. She hit a struggle lick. Struggle meal, struggle hotel stay, struggle lashes. She ain't even get the nail done, hair done, everything did. Investigators were able to get a description of the vehicle being used by the scammer and later realized it matched the vehicle of Ferreira. She was arrested on several fraud charges and terminated as a patrol officer with the department, official said. Boy, they canned her faster than you could say no swiping, swiper. No suspension with pay, no suspension without pay. Go directly to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. During the press conference, Lopez said, do I think this was her first time doing this? I don't think it was. Probably not, because you have to be a pretty cold-hearted person to go to someone's house where her husband or her loved one has passed away and go in and try to take snapshots of a credit card. That's pretty cold, pretty ruthless. Ferreira admitted to the crimes when she was confronted by investigators, according to authorities. She lost her badge over what could have been a cheap date. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Jusqu'à la prochaine fois.